Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And for Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. How are you, Dave?
I'm chopping at the bit. I'm ready to get out of the boxes. Wentworth Park tonight. Oh, what a card it is.
Hey, Dave, I just got to tell you quickly, I got a funny phone call 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
My 19-year-old daughter rang and said, "Dad, I'm in love and you'll never guess where I am." I've gone, "Oh, my God." I said, "Where are you?" She said, "The RSPCA, and I've fallen in love with a black greyhound called Dandy."
Oh, I said, "Wow."
Anyway, she said, the description was perfect. She said, "I walked in, all he wanted to do was lick me and cuddle me." I said, "That's greyhounds. There you go." Anyway, I said, "Hang on, you've got an old lab at home. Max, he's a rescue dog too, and he's at the end of his tether. He's pretty frail." I said, "Just have a think. Look after Max first before you get another one. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a black greyhound there at the end
what
of the
a great
day.
Idea.
Yeah,
what a fantastic idea."
She just said, "Oh, my God, he's beautiful." I said, "There you go. That's greyhounds. They're the best pets of the lot.
They can't get any better." Yeah. Adopt as many as you can, folks. They're
right,
wonderful, wonderful animals. Yeah,
Pete Legoshiani would vouch for that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Pete would. I tell you what, Pete's got four chances tonight in the semi-finals of the TAB Million Dollar Chase, including the defending champion, Mystic Riot. And Mystic Riot, which shot out of box 7 last October in the inaugural chase and was never headed, will be out to book another final berth in race number 4 tonight, the first Million Dollar Chase semi-final for 2019. She's drawn box 8, and Pete is on the line. Pete, good morning. She made it into the semis after finishing fourth to Get It Gizmo in the regional final at the Gardens. Now, you must be excited that she's got another shot at the title.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. Yeah, look, exciting time for us, our kennel, all our owners, and also for Greyhound Racing New South Wales, you know, million-dollar race again, here it comes, you know. Yeah, we're, mate, very excited that Mystique has progressed as far as she has. You know, and hopefully, you know, what a fairy tale it'll be if she could go and defend her title next week. You know, we call her the old girl of the kennel now. You know, she's beckoning, I think, the breeding barn soon. So, look, if she makes it through, mate, we'll be absolutely thrilled.
Pete, you and Jody must be happy with drawing box 8 tonight, particularly with a lot of jostling expected from some of the speedsters drawn inside, such as Western Envoy in 2 and Black Opium in 3.
Yeah, Dave, correct. Look, we're tickled pink with the 8. Pardon the pun. Look, that's where she wants to be. You know, I've said it on many occasions. I thought she'd go better, yeah, or as good from the inside, but she hasn't. So, look, it's where she wants to be. It's where she likes to race. You know, she's carrying a few more injuries and 12 months age on most of them runners. You know, tonight. But mate, who could begrudge her? You know, making it through next week.
Absolutely. Well, Mystic Riot's last win was 6 starts back at the Gardens in a scorching 29-33, and she produced a brilliant first split of 4.85. So let's hope she peaks again and makes it through tonight. Pete, you've got another 3 semi-finalists this evening. The Golden Easter Egg runner-up Federal Lily has box 1 in race 6, which is semi-final number 3 now. She's clocked 5.34 to the first mark at Wentworth Park before, and you must also be happy with a draw, which means she can punch up from the red with the likes of Good Odds Harada flying from out wide.
Yeah, Dave, look, he's the obvious danger, Good Odds Harada. Frankie's got them dogs firing. Look, she's got her box, the little girl. You know, sometimes that box 1 is a bit of a hoodoo on a park. You know, they can tend to miss it. Let's hope she doesn't do that tonight. Look, she was flying and she was at a peak when she ran the 5.34, you know, coming back from a torn back muscle and a split other muscle. And look, she's ready to fire. You know, no excuses tonight. You know, I think they all ready to fire, unless we wouldn't have them in them. So let's just hope she pings the lids, mate, runs at 5.34 again and 13.7 around the back, and she'd be hard to hold out at the finish.
Well, she finished second to Get It Gizmo in a sizzling Gardens regional final before running fourth to Good Odds Harada in a free-for-all last Saturday night at Wendy, which was only her third start since the Easter Egg in April. So congratulations again on getting her right, Pete. She's won 6 of 11 at Wentworth Park, personal best of 29.45. While your third semi-finalist, She's Got Soul, in semi-final number 7, has won there twice. Now, she's drawn box 7 in a pretty hot race, right underneath Get It Gizmo.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, she's drawn in that, you know, to give Get It Gizmo a bit of a bit of a run, you know, out on the outside there. I think he should be favoured on his run home last week. You know, Jason's done a wonderful job with that dog, bringing him, you know, up from Melbourne. And look, she's got soul, lucky to be in it. But you know, look, we're trying with her too. Why not? You know, I think staying's got to be her caper later on. And as long as she goes around safe today, and look, the owner's the new owner. He's extremely happy, and he thinks it's Christmas. So, you know, that's a good thing, isn't it?
It is. It's a pretty good Christmas present too, if you get the million. You know, Pete, in race 11 tonight, the eighth and final $1 million chase semi-final, you have your fourth chance to make the grand final with double back from box five. That's the same box that he exited when he won the Gosford regional final in an airborne 29-25. He's never raced at Wentworth Park. Has he had a look?
Yeah, Dave, look, we've kept him under the radar a bit, this dog. You know, he can run some flying times. Look, he's been around Wenny, and every time he's gone around, he's just stayed at Wenny now for the last couple of weeks, and, you know, he's improved every time. And, look, this dog's maturing to be a lovely, lovely dog. Mate, he's got to nail the start tonight, and we don't want Flying Bazaar on our tail. Let's, you know, look, this bloke's strong too, but, look, Flying Bazaar can run some brilliant last sections. So, look, luck, pending luck, you know, where he's at the first turn. If he finds a front early, you know, he's got to give him something to catch his dog.
Well, Pete, you've got four tickets out of 64 left for this $1 million lottery. That's a pretty good situation to be in. I wish you and Jody and Connections all the very best. And just before I let you go, just wanted to ask you, how is your former flyer, Beast Unleashed, going at stud?
Yeah, mate, officially at stud this week. We had a bit of paperwork issues, and we apologise to the people that didn't get to him in time. But the response has been great so far, and if he can throw some of that tenacity and the chase into his pups, mate, I think he might have a future at stud, this dog. You know, he had 15 starts with 10 wins, and I believe, you know, 12 of those starts were all in group company. So, you know, he went straight from a mate into a fifth grade to group class, this dog. And, he's hoping, you know, let's hope he's patronised as well as he should be, and I think he'll make it.
Good stuff. We'll get in touch with Pete if you want to get a Beast Unleashed straw, etc. Pete, thanks so much for joining us. I'll see you at the track tonight at Wentworth Park.
No, thanks, Dave. Cheers for having me.
There's Pete Lagoziani, Sean.
Now, Mick's about to join you.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what, Mick Hardman is a trainer from Bligh Park, not too far from where Pete Lagoziani is in Sydney. And, well, he has a greyhound going around tonight that very nearly didn't go round at Wentworth Park. As a matter of fact, the greyhound, Nangar Cash, was sold to Queensland. But I'll tell you what, a very good reason to press the pause button happened last Saturday night when Nangar Cash won one of the city qualifiers to make it through to the semi-finals. Nangar Cash will jump from box three in semi-final number six tonight. Now his trainer Mickey Hardman's on the line. Morning, Mick. What a great reason for the son of Brett Lee and All Too Fancy to stick around for a while.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. Yeah, it was pretty fortunate I got to keep him for an extra week. So, yeah, it turned out well.
Well, he finished second to Dinah Zesty in the heats of last year's $1 million chase, then ran third to Midnight Starlet in the semi-finals, and they were both from tricky draws. So surely you must be happy with box number three tonight.
Yeah, happy with the draw. He's just one of those dogs from the box of the Wyndham Post. He really just needs to sort of find the fence, and it's what's happening around him. He runs a straight line, so if he takes out of trouble going to the first turn, I'm sure he'll be in the end when the whips are cracking.
Well, he's no slouch. He's clocked 29-59 at Wenny, and as you say, just needs to jump well. And if he does that, he could get the space, because Wolf Bear to his inside and Jimmy Casey to his outside, they're not noted quick beginners, Mick.
Yeah, nah. Like I said, it's sort of what happens around him. So if he misses it, like he does have a tendency to miss it every now and again, but if he sort of nails a start and runs his 5.50, that's probably what he can run. If he runs that and finds the fence gun on the first turn, I think he'll be there when the whips are cracking.
Well, win, lose or draw, he's set to become a Maroon, and I certainly wish you all the best tonight with Nangar Cash. How many dogs you got in your kennel at the moment?
With Cash going last week, I was down to one, which was Inversion.
Okay.
and I've got a couple off Dennis Barnes and Ann Barnes during the week, and picked up a young dog off Shane Stiff during the week. So I only have four in my kennels.
Fair enough. Well, you mentioned Inversion there. Inversion, of course, is Feral Frankie's brother, Mick, and he's going to jump from box one in race seven at Richmond tomorrow night. That's his first attempt. You've stepped him up to the middle distance.
Yeah, the view was always that we were going to try him over a bit more ground when we got him. There's definitely two sides to him. He's got a bit of a flat spot in his racing, so that's why we thought he'd need a bit more ground. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's got the early speed to put himself in a good position. So hopefully it's the start of a good weekend tonight with Nangar Cash in the semis of the TAB Million Dollar Chase and Inversion at Richmond tomorrow night. So, Mick, as I said to Pete, I look forward to seeing you on the track at Wentworth Park this evening. And thanks so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks for having me, Dave, and I'll see you tonight. Take care.
Good on you. There's Mick Hardman, and we wish him all the best as well. Sean?
All right, now, have you got a few tips for us?
Well, I better get through them quickly because we're coming up to the top of the hour. It was five New South Wales meetings today, so get ready to have a punt. Casino soon, 12:19 the first. Best bet, race two, number one, Telling Porkies, 2-1. Value bet, race four, number eight, Senior Reader Dude. Can't even read my own writing. Just better check that one. Anyway, Senior Reader Dude. Wagga in the twilight today from 3:01. Best bet, race 10, number 3, Bar Raiser, 10:03. Value bet, race 11, number 7, Dare Me, 11:07. The Gardens is also in the twilight from 3:37. Best bet there in Newcastle. Race 4, number 5, Kobe the Worker, 4:05. Value bet, race 7, number 2, Fair Dinkum, 7:02. Bathurst from 6:09 this evening. Best bet, race 10, number 7, Dana Corporal, 10:07. Value bet, race 7, number 7, Sister Grant, 7:07. And of course, the massive meeting at Wentworth Park tonight with 8 semi-finals of the TAB Million Dollar Chase and 3 heats of the Group 3 Sydney Cup. 7:19, the first. Best bet, race 7, semi-final number 4 of the Chase, number 8, Shima Shine for Andrea Daly, 7:08. Value bet, race 9, semi-final number 6, number 5, Immediate for Deb Coleman. And that's it for Going Greyhounds. Can't wait for Wednesday tonight, Coz.
Good on you, Dave. Good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Cheers.